For some reason, some people thought it would be fun to ingest Tide Pods if they only knew what would happen after they took a bite. Today, what really happens to your body when you eat a Tide Pod? That's today on Cautionary Tales with Harper.
Cautionary Tales. Stories that are passed down or around. But are they always true? Do we really know their true meaning or intent? This is the podcast where we dive into cautionary tales, superstitions, mysteries, and more to discover the truth behind the tale. This is Cautionary Tales with Harper.
Welcome to the show! Don't forget to press that subscribe button. It's me, Harper, and my dad, Tony Brewski. Dad, were you ever curious on what Tide Pods taste like?
Well, when I was a kid, we did not have Tide Pods, okay?
Okay.
Tide Pods are a relatively new invention. I think they've been around for probably less than 10 years or so. But we certainly had, you know, colorful detergent and everything like that. But no, I've never felt the urge to go and take a gulp of a Tide Pod or detergent for that matter.
It just seems like, okay, this is gross. I'm not going to do this.
What?
Eating Tide Pods.
Yeah. It does seem like a crazy idea.
It's chemicals.
Well, I believe it kind of started out as like an internet challenge, you know, amongst stupid people.
Anything that has the word challenge in it is not a good idea.
For the most part, you're right. There's sometimes it's like there was one where it was dump a bucket of water on you, and it was like you kept passing it around, and it was. You raise money. I don't remember how it all worked, but sometimes it works okay.
Another example is mailing yourself in a box.
That's a challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even know what half of the challenge. Yeah, that would kill you, too. But no, I don't know what sparked the idea of doing the Tide Pod challenge. But yeah, you're exactly right. That's something that you should keep in mind as you get older and anybody out there listening that's a kid. As you get into teen years and stuff and you hear people go, it's the challenge of, you know, insert the blank blank challenge. It usually means don't do it.
Yeah. And for some kids, it might be like, okay, the blue might be blue raspberry.
No.
And the green might be lime.
No.
No. It's all chemicals. Eat it. It's chemicals.
You're exactly right. And that's the thing. Here's an interesting thing that you may not have known. There is certain times where the human body will actually crave things like detergent. Typically, we see this happening with women who are pregnant. It's a very interesting thing to the rest of us who can't contemplate what's going on there. But let me talk about that for a second. Cause it's an interesting thing. A woman in New Zealand, developed an insatiable crave to eat washing powder after she fell pregnant with her second child. She said their unusual behavior started in her third trimester when she noticed she had a desire to sniff laundry powder. And this is something that's been reported all over the world over many, many years. And it's something where it's essentially there's like something. It's not that the Tide Pods or detergent is ever going to be good for you. But when a woman is pregnant, there's so many hormonal and chemical changes going on in their body that there might be something in that Tide Pod that they are actually deficient in some way, shape, or form, and then their body has this craving for it, not taking into account all the other chemicals that could kill you and the baby, but it's one of those bizarre behaviors, but, you know, it can be explained and just one of those things you have to look out for. But what that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about bizarre pregnancy cravings. We're talking about teenagers going, I can do the Tide Pod Challenge better than you can, and then them dying.
Yeah. And you, did mom ever crave Tide Pods?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Because I know that she mostly craved Cheez-Its when she was pregnant with me.
Yeah, Cheez-Its were Cheez-Its orange things, and then look how orange you came out. So, but no, yep. As far as I'm aware, no Tide Pods, but it is a thing, and it's something that you actually, you look out for, and you want to be aware of when you're pregnant, because sometimes judgment can be very, very hazy, at times, depending on, what's going on, with emotions and what's going on chemically within your body, as far as making a judgment of should you do this or not. That's a time where the brain can really, trick itself and trick you into thinking something could be a good idea or a bad idea. And people have been known to do that. But again, that's not what we're talking about today. There's not really any logical reason for why kids would be eating Tide Pods other than peer pressure and thinking, what could possibly happen? My friends are doing it. A lot can actually happen. If you eat a Tide Pod.
What can eating Tide Pods do to your body?
Well, they can do a lot to your body. What you're doing here, if you eat a Tide Pod, you're ingesting a time-sealed conglomeration of all different toxins. The kind that coat things in a corrosive form. You know what corrosive form means?
No.
It eats away whatever it's on. Rust is a corrosive thing. So rust, you know, when you see it on something, if you don't take care of it, you don't get rid of that rust, you don't do something to seal that rust up, it will just keep eating away that metal till it's gone, until it's just a pile of rust. The chemicals that are in a Tide Pod do the same thing, except it's not rusting your body. It's eating away parts of your body until it's gone. And you don't want that to happen to the inside of your body. You can get into your lungs. You may find yourself literally coughing up suds. Now, that may sound kind of funny and like something you'd see in a cartoon, but it's also eating away the inside of your body while you're coughing up suds. So it's not worth it for the joke. They contain a concentrated mixture of soap and chemicals that actually melt holes in your stomach. So some challengers have been left with sizable holes in their stomachs, and they might suffer from ulcers in their stomach thereafter. And some things just can never be fixed. You can't reverse some of these things. Some things your body's never going to be able to correct. Surgery can't correct. It can kill you. It can all happen literally in seconds. Because that stuff in those pods, it's a gel-like substance. And the second it hits your stomach tissue and intestines, boom, it's burning. So if you do it and you realize, oh, crap, this was a bad idea, it's already too late. One of the biggest risks that comes with eating a Tide Pod or a detergent pod, and we say Tide Pod because Tide is a, that's what the whole thing was really known as, but there's other pods out there. There's Cascade Pods. There's pods from every brand of detergent. So any detergent pod in general, whether it's for cleaning your dishes, cleaning your laundry, none of it is safe. It can get into your lungs, and that's a really scary part because biting into a Tide Pod can then, you're breathing in that gel into your respiratory system, and the only thing that should be going into your respiratory system is clean air. Tide Pod air, not clean air, and it burns, and it'll burn your throat, burn your mouth. It's a chemical burn, and a chemical burn can sometimes be much worse even than a fire burn. And can do far greater damage and long-lasting damage. So if your lungs get too compromised, it can become very difficult to get oxygen in and for your lungs to function, which means
you could die.
Exactly. You're gonna die. So you don't... That's what eating a Tide Pod can do to your body. That's the big picture. If you take anything away from this episode, kids, that's it. That's what it has the possibility of doing to you. Not only possibility, it is what it will do to your body. And you know, some people survive. Yeah, some people did. Some people got kind of lucky. But I can guarantee if they went to the doctor right after, they're going to go find a lot of damage done to that body. Just because you survived it doesn't necessarily mean you want to have survived it. There's a lot of people who survive all sorts of things that are horrible. And in the end, they may go, I don't know that I wanted to survive that, because the life afterwards and the quality of life afterwards can be so painful and so horrible that it's like, oh my God, this is not good. This is so horrible to live. And you don't want that. So don't eat Tide Pods.
Are pods more toxic than regular detergent?
Like what? Like taking a swig out of the Tide bottle?
Yeah.
Well, given that they're relatively small in size, you're going to think maybe they're less harmful than liquid laundry detergent.
No.
And have you ever seen or have you ever poured detergent into the washing machine yourself?
No.
Have you seen Mom do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you've seen, you know, you put typically more detergent than what the size of that Tide Pod capsule is.
Yeah, but there's two different chemicals in that Tide Pod.
You're right, there are, and they're designed to release at different times. Detergent is, for lack of a better term, a little more watered down. So you're putting more into it than you would a Tide Pod. Tide Pods are more condensed. So it's like the difference between drinking Kool-Aid with a full pitcher of water that's been poured into that Kool-Aid versus drinking a cup of Kool-Aid with that whole packet poured into that cup. You ever done that where like, or Kool-Aid. Well, they do make Kool-Aid like this now. The spray things where you just spray the juice into a cup of water.
Oh yeah. I have a great one.
Yeah. Like those, you know, sometimes you pour too much in there and it's like, ooh, this is really strong. That's what a Tide Pod is. It's really strong detergent. So it's much more corrosive, much more damaging than regular detergent, because they're diluted with water, which makes them thinner and less corrosive. So you're getting the most chemicals. You're getting the strongest power detergent you could possibly get when you're ingesting a Tide Pod, much more than what you would normally have by just than liquid detergent. And no, don't drink liquid detergent either. It's not better for you. It can do the same stuff that a Tide Pod can.
Have you ever heard the term, a little goes a long way?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that with my salts and the hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only add like a tiny bit.
Yeah.
And then it's just amazing.
So, yeah, and so in that case, you know, when you're, and this is if we're like, we're talking about washing clothes here. So, yeah, I mean, when you're talking about that, it would be, it's the equivalent to when you add something like that, like salt to hot cocoa, like you added a whole cup of salt to your hot cocoa. It would be horrible. It'd be so powerful that salt, it would just be way more than you ever need. And that's, so it makes Tide Pods that much more damaging to the human body if it's ingested. So that's the thing. You had mentioned earlier, you know, about, you know, it's blue. Is it blue raspberry? Green? Is it green apple? You know, the flavor is something that people wonder about.
What do they taste like?
Well, number one, they're not meant to be eaten. So nobody's flavoring them. Your body knows this, even if your brain doesn't. Tide actually coats the pods now, and I don't know if they've always done this or if they had to do this since they found a bunch of dumb people eating pods, but they coat the, like, the plastic thing that it's in with something called Britex, which is to dissuade children from eating them. It's a very bitter substance. It's like what I sometimes...
spray on the dog's diaper?
Yes. We have a dog that he wears diapers at night, and sometimes he likes to chew on them. So I spray bitter apple spray on it to dissuade him from eating the diaper. But they do the same thing with the Tide Pod. They put that on there so it doesn't have any sort of appealing taste, and you'll instantly get that in your mouth and spit it out, hopefully before biting down. And that's, you know, that's more so for like babies or toddlers or really little kids that just don't know what they're doing. It hopefully will dissuade teenagers from doing it too. But sometimes little kids get into stuff. And if a little kid sees and go, candy, you know, they taste it, they'll spit it out right away. Hopefully. That's why that's there. Even if you do manage to keep it in your mouth, the coating has more than just taste. Trying to swallow the pod is going to cause a sudden wave of nausea in your body. Your stomach will start churning up extra acid, which will, the intent is to make you vomit, even if the pod has not left your mouth. So there's a chemical in there that tells your body, throw it up. This is dangerous. Just trying to force or enact or even partially enact the Tide Pod down your throat is a recipe for disaster. The sudden bitter taste of the Britax might cause you to breathe sharply. The pod could get wedged in your esophagus. You know what that is? Esophagus?
Yeah.
It's the piece of your throat.
Yeah.
That goes down into your body. It's like in your neck. It's the tube. And it could get caught there because it is so big and weirdly shaped, and it's not designed to go in your mouth. So it could get caught there. Once there, your throat could tighten around the mass, making it difficult for it to get out again, also making it difficult for you to breathe. Luckily, the saliva in the pod hopefully will restore a clear airway should someone swallow it, but it does take time to dissolve, so it's not necessarily that so that will always happen. And if it does happen, it's going to coat your throat with all sorts of soaps and chemicals, which can cause the burning and intense enough to put a hole in the lining of your throat, and then your airway can get so narrow that it's nearly impossible to breathe. Have you ever had a scar? Like you skin your knee and you get a scar?
I think I do.
Yeah, you've had that many a times.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's all the time. When you have that, you know, you get a scar, it kind of, the skin temporarily gets bigger, and it kind of swells up a bit because that's your body trying to heal itself. It's putting, that scar is like a tent that it's putting over the area that needs to be healed. So your body naturally makes this tent over a place that's been damaged so your body can heal underneath that tent without other stuff getting into it and hurting it. The same would happen with an internal injury, which that would be. Your body's going to swell up there and it's going to create a scar and scar tissue while it's trying to heal itself. But that, you only have so much space in that tube that you breathe through. And if it's scarring up, there's an object there. And then now it has to scar up to heal the hole that was burned in it. You have scar tissue all the way around. And it's going to get that hole that's like that big, the size of a quarter.
It's going to get infected.
Well, they could, but it suddenly becomes the size of a dime or even smaller. Where there's literally like the length of a pencil or less for you to try and get air through to breathe. And when you don't get enough oxygen to your brain and you don't get enough oxygen to breathe because the hole is so small, you can get brain damage. And there's many other things that can happen. You could die as well, or it could completely just block up with scar tissue and you die. So even if it doesn't initially get stuck in your throat, the vomiting and the chemical of what it can do can be extremely dangerous.
What does it do to your organs once it is in your body?
Like once if it does get down there?
Yeah.
If it's all of the fail safes and watertight compartments have failed?
Yeah.
Well, Tide Pods dissolve human beings' cells the same way they tear up gunk and grime in your clothes. It's not a way to get your body clean. When the gel gets of the pod is released, it hits the lining of your mouth, throat, and stomach, coats the cells there. The pH, which is a measure of like acidity from the detergent, then takes out the cells by ripping them apart at a microscopic level. It does it to any sort of mucous membrane that it touches. So it's like putting a blender through your body. Humans can't see this happening, but they can feel it. The results in a very strong burning feeling that starts small and then it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. The sensation caused by Tide Pod has nothing to do with temperature. It feels hot. It feels like your body is literally burning from the inside out. It causes chemical burns that will hurt for days, weeks, years, depending how bad it gets. And then they can severely damage the stomach and throat and require medical treatment, some of which really can never truly be completely healed. The burns aren't limited to the original location that the pod dissolved in either. The gel inside can pass through your digestive tract, so it can burn your intestines, stomach, lungs. If it gets there, it can also burn your esophagus, tongues, lips, and anything you vomit out afterwards. When it notices that you put something horrible into your body, your body tries to save you, like I said. So besides vomiting the stuff up, your brain cell tells your body there's a problem, and your immune system kicks into gear. The one tool the immune system has at the disposal is the inflammatory response, which it uses to fight off infection. So when the cells are damaged, they release chemicals that disintegrate the cells in that area that need the attention. The body then sends a bunch of white blood cells to the area to eat away the damaged cells, as well as whatever damaged them in the first place. So your body's like, it's trying to flush itself out, and it's trying to kill the part of your body that's already been damaged because it knows it's not usable anymore. So your body starts trying to kill parts of itself off in an attempt to regenerate that part of the body. But a lot of times it won't work. Externally, you're going to look like a total mess after you eat a Tide Pod. You're going to sputter, you're going to choke, you're probably throw up, your organs are going to be exhausted. Tide Pods, you know, they're filled with gel, not liquid, so they're going to coat everything in your body. It's not just a quick wash through and gone. Gel moves slowly. It's like slime. You know, when you pour slime,
it goes like super duper slow.
Yeah. That's how it's going to be going through your body. It's not a quick little, oh, well, we just had water and it washes it out. No, it's going to sit there. It's going to go slow. Mix that with the other impacts. The body's going to have to start working very hard in order to try and stabilize itself. So, and like I said, too, the circumference of your windpipe can shrink or just completely stop, making it difficult for you to take oxygen. Or when we breathe out, you know what we breathe out? Carbon dioxide.
Yep. We're letting out carbon dioxide out of our body.
Which is why you never want to breathe in a balloon. If you blow up a balloon, you don't sit there and take that air back into your body. That can be very dangerous. So if your body can't get new oxygen in and your body is simply reprocessing its old air, which is carbon dioxide, that can kill you too. So since the gel is also in your lungs, the challenger of the Tide Pod Challenge might find their ability to absorb oxygen kind of blocked or stopped. You'll have to breathe harder to get enough oxygen to function. It'll make you feel like you're running a long distance marathon just sitting in your seat. So it's extremely dangerous.
So you're saying eating a Tide Pod can kill you, right?
Yes, that's essentially what I'm saying. That's kind of what it kind of comes down to when we get right down to it. Eating a Tide Pod can kill you. There's several ways Tide Pods can take you out. Your lungs can fill with that fluid after being burned, making it impossible to breathe. Your throat may already be swollen, but soon you'll go into that respiratory distress without enough oxygen. Your heart can shut down as well. So you can have a heart attack
from eating a Tide Pop.
And be a little kid. Heart attacks aren't just for old men anymore. You know, it's something it can, and if you are lucky enough to survive, the damage that's done is horrible. If it doesn't get you, the chemicals from the pods, they'll seep into the rest of your body. The toxins can spread to your organs, central nervous system, and even into your brain.
And then you really won't, and you're going to wish that you didn't survive that.
If you can comprehend wishing at that point, because the brain damage that can be done, you know, it can cause some serious damage. If there's enough toxins in your brain, it will be fatal. If the burns are bad enough in your stomach, you get ulcers and internal bleeding, you're at risk for an infection, like you had said earlier. Even in the best case scenario, you're faced with the possibility of vomiting, chemical burns, horrible diarrhea, and going to stick with you for ever or for a very long period of time. So really, bottom line, when it all comes down to it, you don't eat
a Tide Pod.
Have you ever seen anybody do that or heard of anybody doing that?
No.
Other than YouTube?
I haven't even seen it on YouTube.
I would hope YouTube would take things like that down. Because I know, like, when some of these things were a thing, I know Tide Pods were, like, the dumb thing of a couple years ago. But the reason I thought we'd bring this, you know, one up and talk about it was challenges and things that kids do sometimes as they want to try and push the boundaries. They kind of go in recycled fashion. So once one generation is old enough to not remember that some other generation did it, it happens again. And it's like, oh, this is all new to us.
No, it's not. It happened before and it didn't end well.
Exactly. Here's an example of a not so dangerous thing that's been recycled over the years that a younger generation thought was new and exciting. Animated. I don't even know how you pronounce them because I didn't know how to pronounce them the first time. GIF images, GIF images on computers and on phones. They're the little animations that you see sometimes that have like, or animated memes that say things.
How could that be dangerous?
Well, it's not dangerous, but I'm saying it's a recycled thing. It's something that went away because we moved on from it because the color palette on it was limited. It wasn't as sharp as another image. And the novelty of a moving image that was a small file, we already did it in like 1996. We had GIF images back then. We made them back then. We had them saying things back then. We didn't have social media to share them, but we would send them via email and stuff. And they died off. And we all grew up, and now we're all in our 30s and 40s who originally had these things. But then another younger generation, our kids, suddenly discovered this little file that can be animated and say funny things. And they've never seen this before because we hadn't been using them since we were kids. And it's like, oh, these are great. Have you ever seen this before? It's like, yeah, it's called the Dancing Baby. That was the most famous one when we were younger. It was this baby that danced on a website.
Show me it.
And it's all it was. I'll show it to you. But that was, it was an animated GIF image. And, you know, as the internet got better and things started looking cooler, all of those things died off and we had Flash and we had other things that made websites look cooler. It was originally for a lot of websites to make them look flashy and fun as the internet was brand new. But then this new generation found it and thought they invented it. Same thing can happen with things like this, with a cautionary tale. Eating Tide Pods, challenges, whatever it may be.
Locking yourself in a suitcase.
Yeah, it goes and it gets recycled. And sometimes there's a variation to it. Sometimes something is similar to what it was and then it's not. And it comes back around. But the warning and the damage that it can do never, ever changes.
So the conclusion is don't eat a Tide Pod.
That's exactly right.
And that's why cautionary tales even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wraps up today's episode. Be sure to press that subscribe button wherever you download podcasts. And remember, if you don't ask the right questions, you may end up being part of a cautionary tale. For Cautionary Tales with Harper, I'm Harper Brewski.